President Obama visits Flint, Michigan tomorrow to get an update on the city's drinking water crisis. Thousands of children under the age of six have been exposed to high levels of lead in their drinking water, creating problems that could last a lifetime. Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody reports on a new effort underway to try to help the children who are most at risk.
For weeks, teachers and other volunteers have been knocking on doors in Flint.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you?
Fine. My name is Shirley Lee. I'm here from the GISD, the Intermediate School District. We're doing recruitment for our programs Birth to Eight in the county. Do you have any children that's under the age of five?
I'm a retired bachelor.
Okay.
No kids.
Okay.
On this day, the educators are finding more retirees at home than toddlers, but they push on. They do it because they know early childhood education is critical for the youngest victims of Flint's lead-tainted tap water. For children under the age of six, exposure to lead can have profound effects, from behavioral problems to a lower IQ. Dr. Mona Hanna-Atisha heads the pediatrics program at Flint's Hurley Medical Center. Her research shows elevated lead levels in the blood of Flint children since the city's pipes were damaged by improperly treated water starting in 2014. But she says early education can mitigate these effects by stimulating young children's minds and helping them learn to focus.
In Flint, these children need these things now. They need these things 2 years ago because we're going on our third year with this crisis. And we've already missed 2 years of critical brain development where these interventions could make the greatest impact.
Oh, Krishan's going to look for A. Where's it at, Krishan? Uh-oh, that was letter G. Let's look for letter A.
A group of 3- and 4-year-olds is gathered around a teacher to learn their ABCs at one of 7 new early childhood education classes in Flint. Lauren Chom is the interim director for early childhood programs here and says about half of the 4,000 students enrolled in this countywide early childhood program live here in Flint. Even before their tap water was tainted with lead, Chom says many Flint children had developed mental obstacles.
What we know is that the majority of the children in the community start out behind. When we do our baseline assessments of children, we have many children who start out below the national expectation in most of the objectives.
Chom says before the water crisis, the focus was to bring those children up to the normal level of development. The water crisis simply makes that harder to do. Mott Community College in Flint trains many of the teachers who work with the city's preschoolers. Sue Lakota runs the Early Child Learning Center here and says it's not just about preparing teachers.
You can have as many strategies and as much skill as you can get, but when you're out in the field, they really need funding for the kind of support they're going to need in the classroom.
Education officials here are hoping that lawmakers will approve more funding, not only for sorely needed early childhood education, but for Flint children as they become school age and try to keep up. For NPR News, I'm Steve Carmody in Flint.